We welcome everyone into the 2025-2026 Locker Room Chats here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quentin Prophet. I'm alongside here head coach John Thomas from the Nemaha Central Thunder. It's the Thunder Locker Room Chat, and also John Thomas entering his 31st here season as the boys head coach on the Thunder boys side. It was a really nice last season last year, 19-3 campaign, including an 8-2 mark left on the Big East. Also a Big East capture for league championships in the first time since 2018, a year where the Thunder came out and won their first 13 straight games of the season. I know it was a fun ride, week in, week out, kind of talking about that, you know, every week, having that win streak and then building on that momentum. But again, real quick, before we talk about this season, what highlight last year, what that year kind of meant for you, and what the offseason has been like for you and your team?
Last year was a fun year. I think we found a lot of adversity and challenges in the second half of the season and overcame most of those, but we did pick up those three losses at the end, and it was a season where we had opportunities to go further in the postseason, but ran into a hot team at the wrong time in Council Grove, and winning the first Big East title was really probably one of the biggest highlights for us. As far as this summer, we spent a lot of time playing basketball in the month of June up in Nebraska and down here in Kansas, a couple places as well. So we got in our time, got in our some new experience for some of the new guys. Hopefully we're ready to go.
Yeah, getting ready to go and rear review for what's going to be another big year for you and your group of players against a very good Big East league that, you know, will come back with just a lot of, you know, hard vetted and ready teams. So, you know, what's Big East going to be like here for you and your group?
Big East is going to be very, very challenging. The teams like Rossville and St. Mary's, Silver Lake, Riley County, Sabetha, Royal Valley, Hiawatha, just go on and on. There's a lot of talent in our league, and a lot of schools have a chance to be very good.
Well, you mentioned the word talent there, and, you know, kind of applying that to your roster here, just a lot of great, talentful players. I mean, you kind of just go over a lot of these young guys. I mean, Schmezley, Hike, Strothman, Jack Mackey stepping up. You know, what's going to be the kind of the tone this team's going to set, you know, the players, and then who's going to be stepping up on the court this year for you and your team?
Well, we are going to be shorter. Not as tall as we were last year, so we're going to have to play the game a little differently, and we're going to have to shoot well from the perimeter, which of course is we hope to every year, but maybe more so this year, given that our size inside will not be as dominant as it has been in the past. I think we've got 8, 9, 10, 11 guys that we can put on the floor and get some good production out of. So we look forward to see what we got.
Well, your first matchup comes in a back-to-back kind of header there for you Thursday and Friday. You'll have Royal Valley, and then you'll have Centralia on the road on Friday. So, you know, how are you going to handle that kind of season opener for you and your team with the back-to-back games?
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. Back-to-back games and two practice is all we'll have. So the nice thing about these guys is, the fact we spend time together in the summer. And we even mentioned last summer that, we've gone deep in the football playoffs a number of years now, and we're getting adjusted to not having very many practices. So we need to make sure that what we do in the summer is basically our November getting ready for the first game. And the guys have done a good job of treating the summer that way. And it'd be more ideal not to have back-to-back games right out of the gate, but that's the cards we've been dealt. So we'll try to make the best of it.
Well, Coach, again, you know, excited for a big year this season. Can't wait to talk to you each and every week. Of course, those boys coming off the huge state title victory in the football side. So, again, Coach, good luck this Thursday. We'll have your game on Friday on 92.1 KMZA against Centralia. Again, Coach, good luck this Thursday and Friday. Come up here on your schedule.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Head Coach John Thomas of the Nemaha Central Thunder Boys. Again, this Thunder Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Hauk Seed.